Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 9, 2026. We open with a ceasefire-driven rally, a major bank's spot Bitcoin ETF debut, and fresh moves on stablecoin rules. Bitcoin surged toward $72,000 after President Trump announced a two-week ceasefire with Iran, while oil fell below $100. Exchanges saw heavy taker buy volume, and suspicious on-chain bets on Polymarket raised insider trading concerns. The U.S. Treasury proposed Genius Act provisions to force stablecoin firms to police illicit finance, and White House economists said banning stablecoin yield would have limited impact on bank lending. South Korea is moving toward bank-style oversight and technical standards for stablecoins. Institutional flows shifted as Morgan Stanley listed MSBT on NYSE AKA with a 0.14% expense ratio, reporting roughly $34 million of inflows and about 1.6 million shares traded on day one. Chainalysis data cited in today's brief show stablecoins processed $28 trillion in 2025 and could reach $1.50 quadrillion annually by 2035. Corporate and market notes include a Bitcoin Depot breach that drained about 50.9 BTC, roughly $3.6 million. World Liberty Financial's WLFI tumbling nearly 10% amid partner sanction links and $440 million Treasury collateral scrutiny. Kango's $442 million Bitcoin liquidation and $75 million in new capital. Canary Capital's spot Pepe ETF filing. And new ETF and product moves from XFUNDS and Binance. Watch ETF inflows and the Treasury's rule details for signs of persistent institutional demand or shifts in liquidity, and monitor Bitcoin around the $72,000 level and oil under $100 for broader market impact. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.